There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. I'm delighted to welcome your senior USAprepares.com instructor, Matt Stein. Well, welcome, Matt.
Vince, it's good to hear you say that again. It's been a long time.
You know, Matt, I was thinking about March, and what a hoot it's going to be with you and Ricky at the farmhouse.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
We should probably take some pictures because it is absolutely hysterical when the two of you guys are here, and Dr. Judy Wood's going to be here, and Alfio Lanuto is going to be here, and Aaron Dakins is going to be here. And that's just for starters. I think it's going to be so much fun. And then off we go to the Get Prepared Expo. You know, Matt, we were talking about that the other day on the phone. We were talking about how serious things are, and some of the threats that we're facing. I mean, there are some very likely scenarios that that could happen, and if they do, it would be game over for many people.
Yeah, for a long period of time. There's certain threats that are like slow in coming. I mean, climate change is something that I think most people are saying, yeah, the weather is different, things are changing, and that's a long-term threat, but it's not something that, unless we hit a drastic tipping point that, and things flip quickly, it's something that will give us time and warning. It'll just kind of get worse and worse. But there's other things that could be like flipping a switch, and all of a sudden the grid is down, the internet is gone. You go to the stores or the shelves are bare, and it's like, oh wow, I just didn't imagine it could happen this fast. And so critical strategies for game over events, and we've got a few of those that stand a pretty good chance of happening. I mean, one in particular, the solar storm, is the government still not doing anything. I mean, they're talking about it. Just like they talked about for 50 years, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers talked about how New Orleans, it wasn't a question of when the levees are going to fail or if they were going to fail. It was a question of when. It was like, okay, when we get a Category 3 or stronger hurricane that hits New Orleans, like the big one that destroyed Galveston, back in the early part of the 1900s, killed some like 12,000 people. When we get a storm like that, those levees will fail. And the engineers said, we have a fix. And, the problem was, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, was the attitude that people had. And the engineers said, we know better. It is going to break, and we can fix it. And they just never spent the money. So we're in the same boat right now where the scientists are saying, these big solar storms happen. They happen every 75 to 100 years. This is not an event like an asteroid. The asteroids wiped out the dinosaurs 40 million years ago. Okay, I'm really not too worried about an event that happens once every 40 million years. I mean, you can wake up night, losing sleep over it, but really, 40 million years, the chances of it happening in our lifetime are pretty slim. But an event that happens every 7,500 years, and the last one was 90 years ago, and the one before that was only 60 years before that, that's an event to worry about. Because that's an event where we're basically due or overdue, depending on the, you know, how often these things happen. And there are events that are guaranteed to happen. I mean, they look at ice core samplings, and they happen throughout history. They come. You know, it's not like clockwork. They can't tell you it's going to happen tomorrow or next month or next year. But they can tell you it was 90 years to the last one and 60 years before that. And they come an average of 7,500 years. They could be 5 years apart. They could be 200 years apart. But statistically, the chances are that you and I are going to see one. And unfortunately, the government has not forced industry to spend the $2 billion to fix it, and the government hasn't coughed up the $2 billion. Now, if there was bankers screaming for it and Wall Street screaming for it, they would have coughed it up. Or if there were some big military-industrial contractors, they're going to make bazillion dollars like in Iraq or fighting ISIS, no problem. They can cough up a few billion dollars to make, you know, a bunch of contractors rich. But they can't cough up the price of a single B-2 bomber to prevent the end of the world as we know it. So unfortunately, until our government gets off their you-know-what and does something like that, that's a real game-over scenario that is going to happen unless they do the homework first. And so far they haven't. That means you and I have to do the homework so when that happens within our lifetimes, could be next year, could be next month, could be in 20 years, you know, but it'll happen, that we're ready for it, at least to the best of our ability.
Matt, you know, as you were discussing this, I was thinking about what's happening to New England right now. They said that there would be a potentially historic blizzard, heavy snowfall, possible flooding, and you know there is flooding. And one of the consequences, or one of the outcomes that we saw, was the shelves in the stores were bare in one day.
Right.
They were wiped out in one day. And you know, when there's flooding, and when there's heavy snow, and when the governors declare a travel ban, that means the trucks can't come in.
That's
that
right.
Means the shelves can't be resupplied. That means that, heck, well, we'll just go to the store and get it. Well, I'll tell you what. Instead, let's just go out to eat. Really? I was at a restaurant last night, and we have a meetup every Monday. And at a restaurant in Springfield called Jimmy's Egg, and they have fresh food all the time, which means they have to be resupplied all the time, which means that they, frankly, they don't have months and months and months worth of inventory. So if we think that we can just go to the store and buy whatever we want, or heck, we'll just go out to eat, it's unlikely that the restaurants will have the supplies. That is, if they're able to even cook the supplies. Because if we're talking about a grid down situation, or a situation where, you know, there's a travel ban, how the heck are we going to get to the restaurant, or how are we going to get to the store, or how are the employees going to get to the store?
Well, I heard that they shut down the subways and trains in New York City yesterday, and and nothing was running. And, you know, when you and I were kids, there was a 30-day supply of critical supplies and food in warehouses in and around each and every major metro area in the country. And today, it's all just-in-time deliveries. You know, we got this magical, wonderful system, you know, the internet and computers to figure out inventories. Everything's barcoded. The computers automatically track inventories. So all that ordering is done. So what you're eating on Friday, what you buy on Friday at the store, and what the restaurants, you know, stock at the end of the week, was on a truck going across the country somewhere at the beginning of the week. So now when things, you know, when the big machine grinds to a halt, then it's like everything's bare in a hurry. I mean, I live in Donner Summit. Now, climate change is weird. It's changed, and it means that some places will be colder, some places will be wetter, some places will be drier. And you can flip, like you've seen. You saw in Missouri, what, 2 years ago, you said it was fall in August because it was so dry that your creek was gone, your pond was gone, and the trees were losing all their leaves. And then didn't you say, like, last year was just super wet? I mean, it's just all over the map, right?
It's so wet right now. Yeah. It's so wet right now, we have puddles in the backyard. And it hasn't rained. I mean, it is so wet,
here?
There's no...
I live in California, and I live in next to Donner Summit, where 150 years ago, the Donner Party had their infamous barbecue where Aunt May got put in the pot. Because they have this Donner Memorial where over, like, 6 miles from my house, where the pedestal, height of the pedestal of the statue for the memorial is the height of the snow on the ground that winter. And it was 16 feet deep on the ground that winter. Right now I'm staring at, I mean, I should be, this time of year we should have 4 to 6 feet of snow on the ground on an average winter, and, you know, on a really heavy winter, like, we could have 8 to 10 on the ground, or 16 feet like in the Donner winter. And it's been brown outside my back for weeks now. And the deepest snow we've had is like 4 inches. I mean, a normal Sierra snowstorm dumps like 2 to 6 feet, you know, in 1 to 3 days at my house. And all we've gotten this year at my house has been like a maximum of 4 inches deep. I mean, and yet New York City's getting slammed. So, you know, it's like the jet stream has gone around California, and it's swooping down to the East Coast. And I saw pictures of Alaska, or no, Greenland. And this lady was going around to all the sled dogs in this town in Greenland and feeding them. They're starving. They were chewing her boots and stuff like that because they don't use their sled dogs anymore because there's no sea ice in the winter, so they just take their boats out and fish in the ocean. So they're not feeding the dogs because the dogs aren't working. The guy was saying, yeah, he hasn't worked his sled team in 16 years now because the sea ice is gone, that they used to take sled dogs out on the, you know, go fishing and hunting out in the ice in the winter. It's just gone. So what that means is that you know, with the ice changing in the north, it changes the weather patterns, changes the airflow patterns. So, you know, here in California, we're just dying in the drought, and East Coast, they're just dying in the snow and the blizzards. So, you know, go figure.
Well, Matt, one of the things that we need to think about is a lot of our cities are built right just almost at sea level. I'm talking about just a couple feet above sea level, literally a couple feet. Like New York and places in Florida and in North Carolina, you know, in the resorts. Matt, if some of this ice melts, some of this sea ice melts, don't you think that there's going to be flooding? And
we'll talk
the cities
about that
can
afterwards,
be...
yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Class, if you'd like to meet Matt Stein, he's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. And during this second hour of USA Prepares, we'll talk about what you're going to learn at his seminar with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And it's an all-day seminar on Friday, last weekend in March.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, imagine having dinner with Matt Stein. Imagine having this kind of a discussion and asking the kinds of questions, those burning questions that you have in your mind about your family's survival. Well, you can do that. You can come to the Get Prepared Expo in March, and you can have a meal with Matt Stein. We'll have many banquet meals, banquet lunch, banquet dinners with the instructors and the senior instructors and the exhibitors. So if you'd like to do that, now imagine this. How much is a banquet meal going to cost? $10.80. $10.80, and you're going to get a chance to sit with Matt Stein and other instructors, your favorite instructors. Probably not me, because I want to be walking around. But other than me, you'll get a chance to have dinner and lunch with your favorite instructors at the Get Prepared Expo. There's a link on the website. You can click on the shop tab of usapreparers.com. usapreparers.com. And you can get your ticket for a very special seminar with Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And they're going to be talking about critical strategies for game over events all day Friday. There's an extra cost for this above and beyond the Saturday and Sunday tickets. It's $85 for all day with Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And some of the things that you'll learn are what to do in the cases of what we're talking about today. Game over events. And Matt, sea level, what do we need to think about?
Well, you know, when you talk about sea ice, if you melt sea ice, it doesn't change the sea level at all. Because think about an ice cube in a glass. The ice cube is like less dense than water, so it floats. So part of the cube is up above the water. When it melts, it goes down even with the water. So the level doesn't change. What changes the sea levels is when land ice melts. Over 90% of the world's fresh water is contained in the Greenland and Antarctica ice caps. So if you just, now Greenland is like losing its ice like amazingly fast. Antarctica is slower because Antarctica is so cold and it's such a giant mass of ice that it takes a little longer to react. But Greenland is like losing it just amazingly fast. There's just giant rivers of water in the warmer weather of the year. They're just flowing and cutting caverns through the ice in Greenland and big pieces sloughing off. So if Greenland melts, you're talking 20 feet. You're talking flooding out most of the world's major metro areas that are on the ocean. You know, New York City, good chunks of New York City. You know, the entire, almost the entire country of, what is that? It's next to India. It's very low level, just spacing on the name. It's, you know, huge population. There was a tsunami there. There's been various catastrophes. Anyway, that entire country is basically gone because it's so low. Most of the rice, for 3 feet of sea level rise, not 20 feet, 20 feet is Greenland going away. For 3 feet of sea level rise, most of the places in the world that grow rice are gone. They'll be inundated with salt water. So all those rice paddies that feed the, you know, much of Asia and much of the world will be just underwater and be gone. And so you're looking at just giant changes. Now, if Antarctica goes, then you're talking an age like back in the dinosaurs when the planet was a lot hotter. You're talking 200 feet of sea level rise if Antarctica goes. Now, no one currently believes that you're going to see, you know, in the next 100 years, even with the climate change they're talking like 6 feet of sea level rise. But there's tipping points that happen. So one of the things that happens with climate change is as you start melting the world's ice in the northern and southern regions, you know, the polar regions, then you have this effect where the ice tends to reflect the sun back out to space. And when you lose the ice, then you start soaking up the sun's rays instead of reflecting it back out to space. So it accelerates warming. And the other thing that's happening is you're having the permafrost melting in Alaska and in Siberia. And what that's doing is locked into the permafrost is a bunch of methane. And methane, it turns out, is 50 times more powerful of a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. So you have these kind of runaway effects, like you, where things sort of build on top of each other and they accelerate the warming. And every time the scientists, every few years, keep evaluating and changing their estimation of how fast global warming is happening. In other words, we're seeing stuff now that they predicted would be 50 years out, and we're seeing it, you know, 10 years after that prediction, it would be 50 years away, it's already here. So these effects kind of build on each other.
Matt, I'm looking at a chart of what cities will be affected in the United States with just 10 feet. It's unbelievable. We'll talk about that when we come back. Matt Stein, mattstein.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Matt Stein's with us. And Matt, I was just looking at the internet, doing a search, and, you know, there's a post that says that 52 of the world's island nations, home to about 62 million people, are slowly being swept away by sea level rise. And I posted on our website, usaprepares.com, an article about the cities that would be affected by just a 10-foot rise in sea level. New York City, New Orleans, Miami, Hialeah, Florida, Virginia Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Norfolk, Virginia, Stockton, California, part of Louisiana and Hollywood, Florida, just to name a few. So sea level rise is a very serious concern. And, you know, we talk about climate change, and, you know, it's getting warmer. It really is. We should be freezing here in Missouri right now. It's chilly, but it's not winter here yet. It doesn't seem like it.
I was on the beach in Tahoe,
yeah,
6,000 feet this Sunday, and I was in shorts and no shirt in January in Tahoe, mm-hmm, at 6,000 feet elevation, mm-hmm, in the high Sierras. I mean, it was wonderful, and it was really scary. It's like, what is fire season going to be like this summer if we don't get a wet spring? You know, it's going to be just like horrific fires in California, just horrific. And, you know, climate change is, I'm not saying it is a big deal, but it's a little bit slower. I mean, it's like a steamroller coming. But then the events that we're going to be talking about are more immediate than that. You know, more something that you can't really, like, see that, like, oh, it's coming. So, yeah, I can see the water rising. I can see that I'm going to move. I can see that everything's hotter. And I can see that, you know, Sacramento, California is worse than Phoenix, Arizona in 10 years. You know, those kinds of things you'll see, but it's not going to sneak up on you. Some of the things that might sneak up on you is like a solar storm or an EMP, a terrorist EMP. Electromagnetic pulse, or you've got a pandemic. You know, we dodged the bullet on Ebola. You know, it turns out that Ebola, the reason Ebola's been in the world and didn't go pandemic before is that it's not that transmissible like the regular flu. It's mostly really transmissible when people are in the final stages, when they're really, really sick. And their body fluids coming out all over the place. Then, you know, anybody who touches them, anybody who cares for them is prone to getting sick. But people can see that and avoid it. Not like someone sneezing in an open space and 20 people get Ebola. But those kinds of viruses are out there. I mean, we've had a nasty flu this year that all kinds of people have gotten, and it's made them real sick. Now imagine if that nasty flu not only made them really sick, but, you know, half those people who got it died. You know, that's something which is just kind of Russian roulette. You know, it's like one of these days Mother Nature's going to come up with that winning combination, like the Spanish flu that killed 50 to 100 million people worldwide in 1919. You know, those winning combinations come up now and then and go like wildfire through the population. Chances are pretty good, you know, for that happening, because we've got airplane travel. You know, people go all over the planet really fast, and microbes, viruses are able to do something called gene swapping, where you know, one nasty bug gets up to another nasty bug and says, "Hey, you got some genes I can use," and they trade some genetic material. And the problem there is you get something like an Ebola virus or a bird flu virus that's 50% deadly, and you get some guy who's tending his ducks and geese in some place in China, and he's really unhealthy, and the animals are in unhealthy conditions, and he's got a really nasty flu that is very, very viral, and, you know, it's going around, and he also picks up something deadly from his animals, and, you know, every now and then, these bugs get together, and they swap some genes, and all of a sudden, you get a winning combination where you got a really nasty virus that is spread by someone sneezing and 10 people get it, and it also got some of that gene material that made it 50% deadly, so half the people who get it die. So I hope that'll never happen, but there are alternative meds and herbs and things to have on hand that will work when no medicines are working, and you want to have those in your bag. You want to have them for two reasons. You want to have them in case that terrible bug comes someday, or in case, you know, there's a situation where everything's down, you don't have access to the regular pharmaceuticals, or maybe your family's got MRSA. You know, somebody gets a nick in their thumb and all of a sudden there's an infection that the antibiotics don't work on. Or they got extreme drug-resistant tuberculosis, which is a nasty bug that's in the world, that is spreading in the world. You know, one of these things happen, you want to have some backup ammunition so that you can fight it when the stuff the doctor gives you just plain doesn't work, or if it's not available.
Or, Matt, how about this? There's someone close to us who got the flu, and he was really, really sick.
Oh, yeah.
And there was no doctor that he could get to because it was the weekend. Now,
right.
He could have gone to the emergency room, but that was the only choice. So we do need to prepare. We do need to have backup ammunition, as you're talking about. And the interesting thing is medication was available, but it was hours away. It was hours away. And so we all need to think about, do we have backup ammunition, backup antibiotics at the ready? Because just think about this. Let's think about New York,
right.
in gridlock, Hartford, Boston,
right.
Bangor, Maine, in gridlock with the storm that I'm looking at a map coming tonight. Is going to be a massive, massive storm. And gridlock, do you have the antibiotics, the water, the food, and everything that you need, including a way to stay warm? So, Matt, please share with us your seminar, a very, very special seminar. You're flying out from the West Coast. Rick is flying out from the West Coast to be with us for 3 days. But you've got a very special seminar on Friday, March 27th. There is a cost for this. We're trying to cover our costs. It's $85, limited attendance at this seminar. And you can buy the tickets on the website. What are we going to learn?
Well, we're going to talk about, you know, the main sort of game over scenarios where things shut down, not necessarily forever, but, you know, for long enough that the average person is going to be SOL. They're going to be in huge, you know, hurting, possibly dying, certainly suffering. And the kinds of things you need to have on hand for pandemic, you know, what do you need to have that can, you know, a variety of stuff, because there's like no one magic bullet out there that does everything. Just as there's no one antibiotic that works in everything, there's plenty of antibiotic-resistant bugs, and antibiotics don't work on viruses, period. But there are alternative medications and herbs and treatments that you can have on hand. So, you know, that's one of the areas we're going to talk about. And I'm going to bring some stuff with me to demonstrate so you can see it and touch it and play with it and try it out yourself. We're going to talk about, you know, strategies. I mean, one of the really big threats, real threats, is Fukushima-like meltdowns in the United States. People say, oh, it'll never happen here. It's like, well, wait a minute. You know, Three Mile Island, for 3 days, they didn't know whether or not it was going to melt down Fukushima-style or not. And that happened on a blue, sunny day. There was no grid anomaly. There was no solar storm. There was no EMP. There was no terrorist. Nothing. It was just simply an anomaly in the cooling system that wasn't noticed, and something weird happened. I don't even know if they ever figured it out. And they had a partial meltdown, and for 3 days they didn't know if they were going to have a full meltdown and go Fukushima style. Right now we have, I've read an article recently that there's like 50 trained people who are willing to give their lives to do nuclear terrorism in the United States, you know, different cells. Whether they'll ever get through one day or not, I don't know, but you know, chances are pretty good someday that it's going to happen somewhere. And 37% of the population of the United States lives within 50 miles of a nuclear power plant. You know, that means over a third of us are extremely exposed. In the event that one of these nasty nations gets a nuclear device and launches it and blows it off in suborbital space above the United States, we'll have an electromagnetic pulse. And we'll have instantaneous meltdowns on numerous nuclear power plants. We'll go Fukushima style, like in the first 15 minutes after that EMP, because their systems that keep them cooled, that keep them from melting down and blowing up, well, not blowing up nuclear, but blowing up with superheated steam that fractures the containment vessel, like we saw happening in Fukushima, those systems will all be totally cooked by an EMP. And so, you know, these are real things that we hope never happens. I mean, nobody buys car insurance because they want to get in a head-on collision. Nobody says, oh, I got insurance, I think I'll go out and, you know, head-on somebody in the freeway. It's like, no, you know, you buy insurance and you hope and pray that you never need it. And that's what we're talking about. So we're talking about evaluating, you know, we're talking about looking at several very likely scenarios that will cause huge long-term turmoil. And we're going to talk, we're going to have lots of question and answer time so that people can ask questions and answers and we can help them evaluate where they live and what's, you know, what they really should be ready for wherever they live. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. It's real interesting. And, you know, Ricky is very, very entertaining. And you know, Rick and I have taught a seminar together, urban survival skills in the Reno area. It was very successful, and unfortunately we're going to do a bunch of them, and then my wife, who passed away after a year and a half of fighting a blood bone cancer called multiple myeloma, that the day of his second day of the workshop was when we still hadn't diagnosed it. Yeah, she ended up going to the ER that night, and you know, they still couldn't figure it out. I mean, it was one of those cancers that doesn't show normal markers, so, you know, she was in the ER twice and tons of tests, and it took a specialist to figure out what was going on, and you know, it was multiple months of tests and all that. But anyway, we're going to have fun, and we're going to talk about things and really help people figure out what they need to do.
Matt Stein's with us. Matt Stein, MattStein.com. When we come back, we're going to talk more about some of these events that could happen. And I'll put an exclamation point on Three Mile Island. I was there. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5019. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5019. That's 1-800-467-5019. Call 1-800-467-5019.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Matt Stein's with us, and Matt will be at the Get Prepared Expo, and if you'd like to meet him and have dinner with him and come to his booth or buy his books, When Technology Fails or When Disaster Strikes, I have them here in the studio, and they are among my most prized possessions. I have autographed copies, and you'll be able to get your autographed copies as well. You can find the information about the Get Prepared Expo on the website. It is evolving. There are a lot of changes that will be made to the times of seminars, but it's somewhat accurate. But you'll be able to buy your tickets now, and there'll be limited tickets to Matt Stein's and Dr. Richard Allen Miller's seminar on Friday, March 27th. So limited attendance. If you're interested, you can buy tickets now. Matt, we talked about Three Mile Island. Now, on March 28th, of 1979, there was a nuclear accident at a nuclear power generation plant at Three Mile Island, Pennsylvania. And the news report said, hey, it's just steam, don't worry about it, it's just steam, it's just steam, it's just steam. I believe that people lost their lives as a result of inaccurate and irresponsible reporting. That's my opinion. Now, I can tell you after that accident, properties very close to Three Mile Island, you could a house that would be on land that would have sold for $1 million was available for $25,000 because no one wanted to live there because the land was believed contaminated and there was radiation everywhere. Well, downwinders, I saw a television news report about 10 years later, and I said this on the air before, that there was a family, and he was being interviewed on camera, and this gentleman took a dandelion leaf and he stretched out his arm. He put one tip of the dandelion leaf on his fingertips and the other end of that dandelion leaf on his shoulder. It was 3 feet long. He said that every family in the neighborhood where he lived had some kind of cancer. So here's the reason I'm saying this is we don't think it can happen. It already has happened. And it's happened many times. There's Chernobyl, there's Fukushima, there's Three Mile Island, and many people believe that every single nuclear reactor is leaking radiation of some kind and has and will. And so we have, that's just one little problem, one little problem. So if you want to know how to protect yourself, you might want to consider meeting Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller at the Get Prepared Expo and ask them your questions. I mean, Matt, I think this is pretty serious. We're facing a lot of man-made disasters, and then add to that, natural disasters.
Yeah, the world is so different from when you and I were kids. When we were kids, there was 3 billion people on the planet. Now there's 7 billion. I mean, when we were kids, the oceans, Georges Bank fishery, you know, off Nova Scotia and, you know, Cape Cod, all that, that was the richest fishery in the world. It's dead now. You know, when we were kids, it was so, we didn't have nuclear power plants. We didn't have terrorist acts. We did have the Cuban Missile Crisis. I mean, and we did have World War II was short, you know, not long before I was born. So we did have some pretty nasty stuff in the world. But it's a very different place now than it was then. Certainly when we were kids, we weren't worried about poison in the food we ate. We weren't worried about GMO organisms and what their food might do. You know, food that, frankenfoods that look like food, taste like food, but, you know, you feed them to rats and they come up with tumors and they get sterile and they don't have babies. And you say, wow, we're eating the same food those rats were eating. And, you know, what's it doing to us? You look at the health and the obesity and the diabetes and the cancer rates in the world today versus the world you and I grew up with, and they're radically different. I mean, when I was a kid, nobody was getting cancer. You didn't see kids with cancer. You didn't see, you know, the only people who were getting cancer when I was a little kid were almost always heavy smokers, you know, and then finally, oh, yeah, smoking's doing well. I live in a neighborhood with good food, good air, and totally healthy people who do all the right things, dying of cancer in their 40s and 50s. The world is different.
Yeah. And we need to be prepared for it. So if you're interested in being prepared for the threats all around you, please consider coming to meet your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Information is on the website. And you can buy tickets right now. Matt Stein, thanks so much for being with us. I'm really looking forward to being with you at the Get Prepared Expo. MattStein.com. Matt. STEIN.com. Matt with one T. MattStein.com. Thanks so much for being with us, Matt.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.